In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. According to St. Gregory Palamas, who gave a well-known sermon about this reading when he was Bishop of Thessaloniki, Jesus intended, when he set across the Sea of Galilee to drive this host of demons, this legion of demons, out of this man, or these men. Because in the Gospel according to St. Luke and the Gospel according to St. Mark, it is one man out of whom the legion of devils is driven and who take refuge afterward in the herd of swine. But in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, there are two men, and the same expulsion of the demons is told to us. According to St. Gregory, there is a reason for this. A legion, Gregory says he has been told, is 6,000 men, or in this case, 6,000 fallen angels. And like a legion of men, a legion of evil angels, act as one. They have one purpose, because they have one motive. They all share the same motive, and so they are able to act as one demonic presence. And it's interesting that both the demon or demons and the man or men are sometimes referred to in the singular and sometimes in the plural. St. Gregory takes this as significant. Whenever we do something that is evil, it takes away our individuality, our uniqueness that God has given us as He's created us. It makes us like every other person who has ever stolen or has ever fallen into whatever particular sin it happens to be. If our lust and our passion is for the things of the world, then we share something in common with everyone else who has a lust and passion for the things of the world. And these demons and these men or men have that same kind of oneness of purpose and motivation. Jesus asks the man his name, and the demons answer, "Our name is Legion, because there are many of them." Jesus does this, according to St. Gregory, for the benefit of the disciples, the apostles who came with him in the boat. He is demonstrating to them what evil powers are like that motivate or become one with us when we share a motivation with them would be more accurate. Because if our motivation is a passion, a desire of one particular kind, then we share that motivation with all of those evil powers that are motivated by the same thing, and there is that kind of oneness between us. So Jesus is kind of parading the demons before the apostles, the disciples, to show them what they are going to have to deal with if they are going to deal with men and women who are influenced or even controlled by fallen angels whose passions we sometimes share. It's as though he was dealing with insects, bugs. These powers are fearsome and large to us, but to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, incarnate himself, they are nothing. And he is parading them with no danger of their being able to do anything that he doesn't ask them to do. They are told to depart from the man, but they're not told where to go. And their fear, the fear of these demonic powers, is that the judgment time has come because here is the Son of God, God himself. Their fear is that they are going to be cast into the pit. Their fear is that the judgment day has arrived. And St. Gregory reminds us of a characteristic of that last day of judgment. What's going to happen to the fallen angels? They will be stripped of any power, any ability to act at all. They will be paralyzed in a sense. And this is what the demons are afraid of, that they are going to have their ability to move from place to place and do as they please, which is the ultimate thing for them, taken away from them. And so they ask to be sent into a herd of swine. Jesus lets them go. And the swine are so incensed, driven out of their wits by the presence of the demons in them, that they flee into the sea to their deaths, as animals will do, trying to flee something that they don't understand. Jesus, again, is demonstrating, this is what you have to deal with, these evil forces that will drive those that they have something in common with at the level of passions into fits of anger or despair, taking away their freedom, making them more and more like themselves. And then there are those who have fed the swine. St. Gregory says that those who are herders of swine herds, become like the animals that they herd. They have something in common with them. We can think of parallels in our world where we can't understand why certain groups of people cling together with one another, and their leader, who understands their passion, is one of them, the swine herder. People clump together according to their passions, according to whatever passion and desire is first in their life, whatever moves them most of all. And these groups of people despise one another in many cases. Those other herds of animal-like people who are controlled by some passion or some desire. There is a conflict between passions and desires that is played out between groups of people. And so you have battles and wars between them. The person who has been feeding the pigs, when he sees what has happened, has something of the nature, according to St. Gregory, of the animals that he has been feeding, animals that are driven by a desire for more and more, no matter what kind of dirt they have to root through, no matter what kind of muck they have to live in. Their drive is to feed. And when he sees them driving into the sea, inflamed by these demons, it's like, St. Gregory says, the prodigal son who had been feeding the pigs far from his father's house. And the scales fell from his eyes, and he saw that his life had come down to feeding these animals driven by passions, now driven into the sea to their deaths by these passions and these demons. And he runs like the prodigal ran. And St. Gregory tells us that this is a lesson for us, to flee, uniting ourselves to others who share our passions and make us have a sense of belonging with them that is based on our passions and our desires. Because when we do that, we lose who we are. We lose our freedom. Like the man who is possessed, we lose our identity. We lose the person that God has created us to be. And St. Gregory says that rather than being like that, we can be like the saints. We surround ourselves with, when we celebrate the Divine Liturgy, along with them. And in his case, in the church at Thessaloniki, that I actually was able to visit, St. Gregory was able to point toward the relics of St. Demetrius and say, instead of joining a herd of passion-driven swine, be instead like this saint. And we can say here, be like St. Hermann, be like St. Seraphim, be like the saints that surround us, be like St. Gregory himself. Here he is, Gregory Palamas, first one on the left. And have your God-given uniqueness and freedom from passions enable you to live a life that is your own life and not a life that is driven and defined by some passion that makes you less than what God has created a human being to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.